This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 60,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/cast.
What sort of future do you think we're heading for? How will we live as we slip into the 21st century?
Welcome to Forecast Episode 19. I'm Tom Merritt.
And I am Scott Johnson.
And sadly, this is the last of three episodes with our fine guests from Twit, Colleen Kelly. Welcome, Colleen.
Hey, hey.
And from CNET.com, Molly Wood. Welcome back, Molly.
Hello. Good to be here.
I am looking forward to this episode. We got some crazy-ass predictions. We got some four questions to get to. But shall we start it off with an email?
Please, please do the honors, Tom. Read the email.
Well, I happen to have one right here, just by accident, from Toyota Boy, who says, one of the biggest issues I see with transportation is roads breaking down from cracks and potholes. Turns out road failure is mostly... Yeah, roads.
Roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Well, that would end this prediction. No, it's a shorter term than then. Turns out road failure is mostly due to the coating on top wearing down and water seeping underneath it. This causes the mud underneath to get mushy and soft, bringing the road down with it. My prediction, says Toyota Boy, is that we come up with something better than tar to seal our roads. Some magical polymer that keeps roads looking good for 10 to 20 years, and I don't have to sit in one lane of traffic while the Department of Transportation stands around watching a cement truck.
Oh, I totally just read about this in Popular Science.
That's
embarrassing. I know the Popular Science thing, but it was $5 on Amazon.
They have a TV show with Baratunde and puppies on a hovercraft.
See, so that's okay. It's not that embarrassing.
Puppies on a hovercraft.
For a while, they did John Hodgman had a podcast for those guys, which was great.
See, all right, so I feel better about that. Yeah. But anywho, they have come up with better road technology that is extremely quiet. And it's a multi-layer system, but it is fundamentally based on asphalt. So they said it's not just, but I think it's concrete that's mainly, concrete is what they use now. They're using different ways to do the rebar.
It's a multi-layer thing.
And then it's a multi-layer thing that makes it a little bit springier, more absorbent, and much quieter, and it lasts a much, much longer time.
How about a little less petroleum in there? Because that's one of the major usages of oil these days is roads.
Right.
And the more people expand and countries become more industrialized and they add roads, they're using so much tar and so much stuff made from raw petroleum that it's like a major draw on our quickly dwindling gas supply. So it'd be cool if that stuff was made out of, like, I don't know.
I'm going to have to go back and look at the article because I feel like one of the big selling points of it was that it does actually use less asphalt. Mm. And mostly we don't. I think now we mainly use concrete as the paving surface and asphalt underneath. And this uses asphalt on the top and then different kinds of things underneath.
Like a little retro, huh?
Seven layers or something. So it's a little retro, but maybe it's not quite as damaging. They're testing on a stretch of road in LA right now.
Mm. Well, that's a place to test it, for sure.
Yeah, totally.
All right, thanks.
That's where I would.
Thanks, Toyota Boy, for sending us the email. Anybody can send us predictions or email to forecastpodcast@gmail.com, or you can post it up at our blog, forecastpodcast.com. It is time, Scott Johnson, for crazy ass predictions.
My favorite episode of every show that we do.
We're going to think 10,000 years into the future, a million years in the future. We don't care. Your wildest prediction is in this section. Whatever you want. It could be tomorrow. Just wild, crazy, off the hook, whatever you want, whenever you want. Here you just get one, though, and hopefully it's a doozy. Colleen, let's start with you.
Oh, I think in the future, our bodies will be completely replaced. I think that we will be able to upload the software that is our brain into completely prosthetic bodies, just like Ghost in the Shell.
So not becoming pure energy or leaving our bodies, just
moving it from body to body. No. See, think about it this way. If energy is mass times the speed of light squared, right? Mass equals E equals MC squared. Energy equals mass times the speed of light squared.
Right.
Think about how much awesomer we are when we're still mass. That was a really long drawn out joke.
Tom's going to graph this, and I'm going to wait.
I'm just going to wait for a second. Your energy. We're doing
a Venn diagram right now where there's energy, and then there's mass, and then there's awesomeness, and where the three intersect is humanity.
It's kind of like the diagram that's like zombies and all the different things, and in the middle, it's like Jesus. I think prosthetic bodies is the future. I think we're going to make whatever kind of bodies we want, and we're going to be able to upload our software into completely different hardware and live forever.
So mass is the square root of E over the speed of light?
Equals MC squared.
He wrote an algorithm.
Well, no, I just refactored the equation to solve for M.
Okay.
I'm
glad someone did that.
Where M equals our awesome prosthetic bodies.
So yeah,
just to clarify,
I was just trying to figure out exactly how awesome M is, and it's
a whole lot.
It's about
more
the square
awesome
root of E over C.
Oh yeah, M is not quantifiable.
Nuclear weapons are proof that the density of awesomeness is much greater in mass than it is in energy.
I do love the idea of a prosthetic body.
Yeah,
kind of an avatar thing. It's the same idea.
No. More like Motoko Kusanagi. You know, Ghost in the Shell, come on.
Ghost in the Shell, sure. Yeah, and the only problem is I don't want to have badly dubbed English voice after I get transferred over.
You can choose to have badly dubbed English voice or not.
Or
it's your body. You're designing it.
You know,
some would argue I have
that neck. I'm going to have a badly dubbed English voice. I'm going to make my mouth move completely differently than the noise is coming out of it.
And say a lot of things like, huh?
I have for years tried to work on that talent to be able to talk and make my mouth look like I'm not actually saying what I'm saying.
What you doing? Let's fight.
Yeah.
I think it might even be harder than ventriloquism to
it's,
try to
yeah,
do
it's
that.
Kind
because
of a form
to move
of
your,
ventriloquism. Right.
Right? But
except
to actually
you're the
move
dummy.
Your lips a different way is like, you're the in the future, you're the dummy.
That's pretty much what we're talking about here, right?
Yeah, we totally are. Wow, weird technological.
But I mean, the whole question is going to be philosophers saying, am I me or am I someone else? But you know what? It's the same exact thing now where all of our atoms get replaced eventually, but we're the same person, right?
Mm-hmm. That's so usually the argument there, right? But if you do it, it's somehow different. And I'm not saying it should be thought of as different, but it's somehow different when it naturally happens over time versus the download and then the upload back. Because then you've taken action and you've removed the consciousness and put it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get up in the morning and you're trying to figure out which body should I wear today.
Well, and there's another school of thought that says that we will all basically live in virtual reality, in augmented
reality.
Or already are. Where we can... Well, no, but we will knowingly live in virtual reality.
Right, that's kind of
the Ray Kurzweil scenario, right?
I don't want to ping time to my body.
Oh, it won't. I don't think it'll be a ping time. I mean, I think it'll be like, the Kurzweil scenario is that in the future, post-singularity, we all basically spend most of our time in a haze of virtual reality that is enabled by nanotechnology foglets that are literally creating the virtual reality around us in real time. So it's almost like this haze of foglets is going with us wherever we go, like Linus is like, or that like Pigpen's cloud of dirt.
That's what OnLive is working for.
What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong? Yeah, totally. No, you should hear him try to explain why
the
robots aren't going to kill us.
I'm sorry, the holodeck safeties are off.
Can you imagine the low latency you'd have then?
It's true. Again, I'm sorry. I've seen Star Trek plenty of times. The safeties will fail in return for plot.
Oh, yeah, totally.
As long as there are cowboys or Sherlock Holmes involved, absolutely.
You know, if there's a surefire prediction at all, it's that the safeties will fail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that should be
it's
the
almost as if Leo were my boss.
That should be the prediction somebody has one of these times. Is my prediction is the safeties will fail.
The safeties will fail.
And the only way to fix it will be to reverse the polarity.
Yes. Or to scan it with tachyons.
Right. Tachyon emissions are rising, Captain.
Oh, I think that means that it's a Romulan.
What captain was that? I'm just curious. Yeah. Which captain were you doing
and
there?
Off the rails.
That was Sis Jaina Card Kirk.
Jaina Card Kirk.
But that's what I've started to say at Twit constantly. What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing could possibly go wrong.
So,
off-the-rack bodies, I mean, we're almost not impressed by this. That's huge.
I don't care. Yeah. It's completely – that's my prediction.
I think – and I don't mean we're not impressed by your prediction, but I think we're all becoming accustomed to this idea of virtual bodies.
That's because we're already constantly doing it. I mean, we're starting out with the simple things, the jiggly bits. Okay, you've got a fake butt. You've got fake tits. But the next thing you know, we're just going to replace the whole damn thing.
Oh, I mean, if you look at Hollywood right now, it is starting to be populated by people who are only nominally human. I mean – Dolly Parton and Burt Reynolds, Pora Hemplo, look, there's something kind of freaky. There's something almost Uncanny Valley about them. Because yeah, they look like
androids, totally.
They look like androids that are almost human, and then it's kind of creepy because they're not quite there. And
yeah, they're like those like, creepy Japanese robots that are supposed to look all like real people.
They totally are. It's like, wow, Burt Reynolds is almost too lifelike. Oh, wait, what? It's just this weird paradox of thing. You know,
I completely agree. It's sad when Burt Reynolds is less realistic than Avatar.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. You like meet Burt Reynolds in person, shake his hand. You're like, whoa, that motion capture was terrible.
Yeah. Those big blue bastards with tails are far more likely than Burt Reynolds' cheekbones. Yeah.
It's true, and I'm sorry, but that chick was hot in Avatar.
Why are you sorry? Oh,
dude, I got a total crush on that chick.
The blue one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hot.
I mean that. She's a little tall for me.
Some men like that.
Oh, come on, she's awesome.
It's like in Japan, men like the tall chicks.
Yeah, she Seriously. Would do great in Japan. Are you kidding me?
All right. Godzilla!
Godzilla, come on!
All right, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we will hear Molly Wood's crazy-ass prediction.
This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 60,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature and featuring free audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For listeners of this podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service. One audiobook to consider is American Gods by Neil Gaiman. So awesome. Totally should check it out and get it. Don't forget, again, that's audiblepodcast.com/cast. For your free audiobook download today.
You could probably find a Ray Kurzweil book there, I'm sure, because mm-hmm. we've mentioned The Singularity a few times.
That is quite the manifesto.
Age of the Spiritual Machines by Ray Kurzweil is there. You can get his commencement address.
I would recommend getting American Gods by Neil Gaiman.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not just because it's a great book, but because it is also read by George Guidel.
Oh, I'm in.
I wish it was read by you.
No way.
Your voice is like a back massage, my friend.
Oh,
wow. No one has ever said that before.
That is a great thing to say.
No one else has a subwoofer as big as mine.
That's right.
It's not a blue.
Yeah, go low again. Right there. That's the spot.
Singing with the whales, Scott Johnson.
Is this loosening your lumbar? Okay.
Oh.
Oh, hey-o.
Hey-o.
Ooh, that was not the spot.
Ooh. Zing.
All right, let's move on to Molly Wood's crazy-ass prediction. Anywhere in time, anywhere in space, any kind of prediction, what do you got?
My crazy-ass prediction. I am
That
stealing...
is a hyphenated word.
As opposed to all of her other ass predictions.
Not your normal, practical, logical ass prediction.
Yeah, normally I have very pragmatic ass predictions, such as thong would be a good idea with these pants.
That's a crazy ass prediction.
No. You'd be amazed. I am stealing this directly from my as-yet-unwritten and probably never will be science fiction novel. I think that at some point in the future, we will be plagued with nanotechnology-related illnesses. Like nanosites will cause rampant death and destruction. And they will have to be stopped by, like, you know, antivirus nanosites, anti-nanosites, and that there will be kind of outbreaks of because
no EMP, EMP won't save us?
Well, EMP could save us, but it's sort of too destructive to society at large, and it's not very practical to keep running EMPs all the time. But I think that there will be okay, now I'm just giving you the whole plot. I think there will be a subsection of society that goes to live almost sort of post, like neo-Amish, and they will live in bubbles, anti-technology bubbles that are protected by regular blasts of EMPs, but the rest of us will have gotten used to the fact that there have been these kind of rampaging attacks of nanosites because they, you
what
know, there's no reason.
Get an EMP resistant one.
Ooh. Yeah, the ones that aren't electromagnetically, you know, they've got some sort of kinetic energy going on,
right?
And they just
okay.
Evolve.
Don't rewrite the book until I'm done with the prediction. But anyway, I think that nanotechnology will develop to the point where it actually becomes sort of the next stage of biology, because I think there is sort of a swarm effect that will happen. They are a self-replicating organism, and I think that they will start to have an effect on biology to the extent that they could attack our bodies potentially, that we would have to engineer new ones that could attack the ones that attack us. And that even, and this is crazy talk, even there could be a point where they sort of like nestle in our brains and rebroadcast the electric transmissions that are our thoughts, you know, sort of our neurons firing, and then we could have electronic ESP.
Ah, so we get nanosite infected ESP.
Yeah, so that there would be some that broadcast and some that receive. and sort of translate the signal into to another an electrical impulse that can be read by
our
brains.
What about hackers? Seriously, somebody's going to like hack your brain and be like, "Oh my god, you're totally going to dance like a chicken now."
Oh yeah, it's dude, don't get me wrong, it's going to be freaking crazy town.
This is the proper time for that prediction.
But exactly. Yeah, no, I mean, I think there will be all kinds of unintended consequences of the fact that we will have sub-microscopic organisms that are self-replicating and potentially self-aware and behave in a swarm-like fashion. I mean, who knows?
TCP/IP and run Windows.
Wingnut.
Yeah, I think they'll have their own OS, though.
I don't think it'll be Windows.
The problem is, if they're solar, even the EMPs won't work. So the Neo Amish are going to have to live in a very dark subterranean kind of.
The Neo Amish.
The Neo Amish.
Time for Neo milking.
Yeah. Circle the Neo wagons.
We're just going to start putting the word Neo in front of everything.
Sure. That's brilliant.
I'm going Neo jogging.
It's Neo.
That's brilliant.
Neo Amish.
I see what I picture kind of Futurama style is Amish people in the traditional dress, but with like little space age shoulder pads just to kind of accent it.
Right. Because it's whatever the fashion was at the time.
It's goggles. Totally. It's always goggles.
Goggles, but then also the little shoulder pads and then the funny white hats. Or that's the Puritans, I guess.
I totally agree.
That's the Mennonites, damn it.
The Mennonites. In my mind, the Amish always look like Puritan Mennonite types.
Yeah, they hate that, though. They hate that confusion. They're like, we are not Mennonites.
No.
Maybe they'll rise up and fight.
Seriously, even the Neo-Amish are going to be pissed about that. They're going to be like, come on!
We have neon on our hats. That's not electronic. It survives the EMPs.
It's allowed.
It's just a little electricity going through some argon.
Yeah, subterranean Neo-Amish EMP nanosite fighters for the win.
Isn't neon the gas that neon lights are made out of?
Yes, many of them, but not all of them. Neon is a particular color. It depends on what color you want, which gas you use. Neon was the first one, and so it's like Kleenex, you know? Not every tissue is a Kleenex, but yeah, not every neon light has neon gas in it.
Tom knows stuff.
They're just things.
Weird
like
stuff.
It's true.
Really, really weird
stuff. Neo-Amish stuff.
But he's also got a weird like life history.
Beat that, MC.
So he should know all this weird stuff. He's like from the middle of nowhere.
I'm also from the middle of nowhere.
Outside of time.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from, Molly?
I am from Montana, and I went to high school. And I went to high school in North Dakota. Look, she laughed. How cute is that?
Awesome, North Dakota.
Yeah. North Dakota.
Listen. You got Illinois, Montana, and Utah.
Yeah, you
right there.
So. Yeah, you want to watch it with the hick jokes?
I shouldn't talk at all. I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Making hick jokes, being from Berkeley.
Yeah, you want to stop it with that? Because I will take you to the Skyway and toss a Frappuccino on you.
Oh, don't you know?
Don't you know?
What time is it, Scott?
I'm dying of laughing.
Here? It's 10:30 here.
No, I mean, it's time for four questions.
Oh, what time is it? Well, let me tell you, here in Mountain Time.
This is the segment where we hit each of our guests rapid-fire style with four questions about the future. They are not allowed to stop and think, but rather just tap into the space-time continuum, answer from the gut, and give us the most highly entertaining answer they can.
Yes.
I'm scared.
Don't think, just answer.
Okay.
Just be entertaining.
Yep. All right, Molly, we'll start with you.
Yeah, Scott's asking him, so are you ready for this? Y'all ready for this? Okay, here goes.
And off the rails.
On cue. All right. Molly, here they go.
Yeah.
When is the singularity coming, and how will Molly Wood know that it's arrived?
46 years, and because I will be robot from the waist down.
Wow. The waist, any particular reason?
You told me not to think.
Crazy metal ass future.
That's a good specific answer.
Have you thought about the world your son will find himself as an adult in, and have you predicted what he'll be doing?
I've thought about it quite a lot, actually, and I haven't thought about what he's going to be doing, but I hope that it's maintaining my robotic lower body.
Oh, okay. Full functioning.
Mayday.
Son,
get in here and fix my knee.
I mean, president.
President, that's what you meant. Not some poor maintenance worker fixing your lower robot parts. All right.
I could have been president, but I had to maintain my mommy's robot body.
He'll be auditioning for American Idol, you know, episode 100 or season 152, and he'll be like, well, I've spent most of my time taking care of my robot mom, but I think it's my turn to break out right now.
Yeah.
And okay, robot perfect. Simon will be like, wonderful.
Da, 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 da.
All right, question number three. Will we ever see a world that is 100% DRM free?
No, not a chance.
Despite all your hard efforts?
Despite my efforts, I think, I mean, ever in the next 10,000 years, you know, like maybe DRM will become an obsolete concept. But will people stop trying to control ideas? Absolutely not. There is no way that people are going to stop trying to control ideas, which is fundamentally what intellectual property is, because it's about trying to not just make money off of them, but own them in the very sort of basic human sense that this belongs to me. And I think that's the way we're wired.
All right. Last question. The Apple iPad's future, rule the world or waste of space?
I blogged about this tonight, actually. I think that currently it is a waste of space. Right now it's a product in search of a market, but I think in 3 to 5 years everybody's going to have a device like this, and it's basically the new paper. They just need to get it right, and right now it's not quite right.
All right. We'll talk when I buy one next month or 2 months from now.
Dude, you really don't want to do that.
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
I like you. You seem like a smart dude.
Yeah, me Kool-Aid.
Just at least do me the one favor and wait till Gen 2.
Okay.
I'm begging you.
Gen 2 it is, with the camera and the chat thing and whatnot.
Yeah, right? You know, come on, HDMI.
The one Calcanis had.
Yeah, the one Calcanis had with facial recognition.
Right.
The Neo-Amish version.
And the HD DVR.
I have such a crush on Jason Calacanis.
Oh. Seriously?
I love that guy.
Tom.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Seriously? I have a crush on his car, if that means anything.
No, I have no problem with Jason. He's a good guy.
Sure, he's
I just didn't expect
he's like
that to
come
out of your mouth.
He's like the one person I've never met in person, but I totally wish I'd have.
Oh, yeah, I love that guy. He's great.
Cool. All right, Colleen, if you can take your mind off Jason for a moment.
I never do, but I've learned to be fully functional without that.
Are you ready for four questions?
Yes, I am.
Are you sitting comfortably?
Yes.
Here we go. As a species, we have lost our tail. When will we get it back and how?
650 years and with glue.
Glue. I like that. What will be the nature of the malware that ends the tyrannical rule of our sentient robot overlords?
It'll come from Russia.
As they all do. Where else would it come from? China? Yeah, maybe. What year will they make contact?
Ooh, they will make contact in 2261.
Nice.
Jeez, she got these dates and these numbers. It's like, bam, bam.
It's as though she's been there.
It's a little too convenient.
Doc Brown.
Next question. Who will be the first celebrity to make the move to talking severed head status?
Justine Azarek.
Without a breath.
I know, that wasn't. I mean, that was like she knew the question
and
already.
Somehow, totally see it.
Totally.
Amazing.
Oh God, you're so right.
And I see her just loving it. Like, see, yeah, I can't wait.
I know. I would have gone with Joan Rivers, but you are right.
I would have gone with Leo.
Leo in a little head tank. Thing?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to not die like Joan Rivers, though.
You know what? I can't take that much more Leo in my life. I totally took a vacation recently, and I was driving in my car. And then all of a sudden, I was talking with my friend, like, yeah, I'm on vacation right now. I'm listening to KGO. And then he pops on and tries to sell me something. And then I'm just like, wow, I can't get away from him.
No.
I'm even off the internet. He's everywhere.
Pandora, baby.
Yeah, he's probably there, too.
Ubiquitous.
Couple hits.
Well, that's the thing. My job is essentially I put Leo anytime, any place, any platform. And it's so screwing me.
And then when you try to get away, you can't.
That's why you've escaped to the future and you had such precise answers.
I know. Those were good answers.
I just bought a thing of oatmeal and they replaced the Quaker Oats lady with Leo Laporte.
Yeah, I noticed that.
There's not much of a difference.
The same.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Aunt Jemima,
like Barbara Bush is who I thought it was, but it was Leo.
I bought a carton of milk and his picture was on there as the opposite of missing.
Went to the movies, that Columbia Pictures lady, Leo.
But the thing is, you know how there's always some sort of freakish accident before people become supervillains? I think Leo sitting on that obnoxious blue ball all day, every day, has been a result in it becoming fused to his ass, and he just bounces around everywhere.
That's my favorite prediction.
That's crazy ass prediction.
It literally is.
Molly, this milk, I like this milk carton idea, would say, instead of, have you seen me, it would say, have you not seen me?
Yeah, totally.
That milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Have you not seen me lately? Well, let me know, because I'll be there. He'll show up at your house.
All right. That's what you think. Y'all, it has been fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. Colleen, let people know whatever it is you want people to know about what they need to know about you.
Twitter.com/digitalkitty.
That's where you can find her on the internet. Molly Wood.
Twitter.com/Mollywood. And then if you are interested in extremely sporadic blog posts, you can visit my blog at themolly.com/blog.
And of course, me and Scott are on the internet as well. Frogpants Studio and Subbrilliant Media are the co-producers of Forecast. And folks can find all the Frogpants stuff in one place, right?
Yeah, frogpants.com. All the shows are linked there. All this, the artwork, everything that's going on with Frogpants Studios can be found at frogpants.com.
Don't forget to leave comments at our website for this very show, forecastpodcast.com, or send us an email to forecastpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow Scott at twitter.com/extralife. You can follow me at twitter.com/acedetect, A-C-E-D-T-E-C-T. Try saying that three times fast. We'll see you later, folks.
Or once. See ya.
Try saying that one time fast. Bye.
But it's only 32 years away.